So I want you to imagine that someone offers you an unlimited amount of money. They ask you, how much would you like me to give to you? What would your answer be? How much would you ask for? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. It would be so nice to have lots of money, wouldn't it? A Porsche or two sitting in the driveway, a luxurious home, a few servants to keep it in ship-shape order, cook your meals, wash those cars. Who hasn't dreamed of living that sort of a life? And yet the more that people have, the more they set their hearts on having still more. We can all point to high-profile business or political leaders who've fallen from grace, even been sent to prison because of their greed. There's one man who I can think of. He was so well off and so incredibly popular. And yet, for swindling just a few $100,000, which to him truly was petty cash, he ended up in jail. What that says to me is that it's not the money itself that's the problem. It's when our desire for it becomes like an addiction to a hard drug that it ruins our lives. And not just at the top end of town, at our level too. It's so incredibly sad to see people making a god out of money. Because here's the bottom line, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This also is senseless. As C.S. Lewis writes in his book, The Screwtape Letters, the devil's plan for tempting you, for ruining your life, is simple. An ever-increasing craving for an ever-diminishing pleasure is the formula. Don't let the desire for money destroy you. That's God's word fresh for you today. Over this past year, millions of people have heard about Jesus through the Ministry of Christianity Works, which produces these fresh devotions. And we've just compiled some of the most popular messages, the most responded to messages, into a free life application booklet. It's called The Best of 2020. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.